This is the Joe Mills Accent Jukebox.
Now it's time to go for the world of sport.
Yeah, well, I had about 2 years left on my contract, and I'm happy to sign another. That's what I said to the manager, but they've withdrawn that offer now. So, you know, it's a difficult one to sort of stomach, if you like. We are fighting the steer in this league, and I do believe that we have the quality to do that. The players are determined on that score. I know the fans are deeply disappointed with the way we've played over the last few years, and I'm here to see that that changes. Well, it's gone from bad to worse, really, the way you look at it. We've got three games left to stop the bleeding, and the supporters have let their feelings be known. They're not happy with the way the club's being run, and you know, I can see why that's going to be a problem. We've won three of our last four games, right? So the fans have every right to be coming on this show, coming, you know, shouting out in public, saying what they like, because we've won three of our last four games, and we only need two more victories to make sure that we get promoted. And I genuinely believe that that's going to happen.
Well, whichever way you look at it, you know, the last two tournaments, at least, we've been way off, you know, way off. And that's obviously got to improve this time. Preparation, everything like that, it's been looked at, and we're going to make sure that we get it right this time round.
Well, what can I say? It was, first half was very good performance. We passed it from the back very nicely. Not much happening in midfield, but very happy with my two strikers. I think they played the conditions extremely well.
Yes, it's through difficult circumstances we have failed to qualify, which is very poor for the Dutch nation. It's something that's not happened in a long time, so we have to hold our hands up and dust ourselves down and make sure we go again for the next campaign, and make sure that we get players in that are willing to buy into our system and represent Holland in a better way.
Yeah, for sure. We defend Euro 2016 this summer, and we were very poor at the World Cup. But Spanish football is in a very good position right now, so I do believe that we're going into this competition as favourite, and it is a lot to live up to, but we believe we can do.
Let's go over now to the Six Nations rugby coaches.
Yeah, we're poor. Very poor at the breakdown. I think they wanted it more than we did. It's very disappointing when you play at home and, you know, you're 22-0 down before you actually wake up and start realising what's going on. So in that regard, I'm bitterly disappointed with today's performance.
Well, it's two things, really. You look at the amount of injuries that we sustained before even the kickoff. I was five of my top players down. You know, it didn't take an idiot to sort of realise what we were up against. But I thought our kicking game was far and away the best I've seen all season. We recycled the ball really well. And I'm thrilled. I'm so thrilled for those players down there. They deserve it, you know. They've played ever so well today.
Well, we come into this competition. We are wooden spoon. Italy is wooden spoon. We win wooden spoon every year. So it is my job to try and make sure that we improve year on year, and keep finishing bottom of the pile is disappointing, but I can see improvement
week on week. I think that is very evident in what we do.
Well, it's to finish third is very disappointing. You know, we had we came second last year, and I feel that the progress that we have made as a French team, the Fédération, if you like, that we're disappointed. We feel we have gone one step forward and two step back. So this time we are looking for a vast improvement. I'm very happy with the young players that have come through in the competition. It's very exciting for us. Yes, we haven't won away at this ground for 13 years, and I said that to my players downstairs. I said it would be nice to come here for once and come away with the 3 points, you know, and we did that today. Our mental attitude was first class. I thought our defence was right on the money, and you know, we came here this time without the scars. We've got a very young squad, and they played without, you know, knowing they were coming here, and we haven't won for so long, but they were excellent today, and I'm absolutely delighted for them.
Yeah, well, you know, mate, we, you know, it's a tough game out there today, and, you know, there's some real heavy tackles flying in, and but, you know, I thought we handled it. We handled it really well, our defence, and I thought our kicking game was outstanding. And, you know, we're hitting some nice lines. You know, some of the boys were a bit undercooked coming into this game, but I'm absolutely thrilled with the way they applied themselves today. And long may it continue.
Yeah, the course is not too bad, you know. The grass is quite thick in the rough, and bunkers are quite deep. But, no, I've enjoyed it. So I have enjoyed it today, and long may it continue. You know, the wind, when it comes off, on particularly on the back nine, yeah, man, it's so strong. But, you know, I'm really pleased with the way I put it as well today. Hit my greens in regulation, and it's looking good for the summer when the big comps come along. So I'm delighted.
We cannot start so slowly in a game of 2020 cricket. You could feel the tension at the start of the game. The fans were very disappointed with the slow start that we'd made to the game. You have to start more quickly. It's as simple as that. We were on the back foot, three overs down, 10 runs. You simply cannot start like that. So we will have to look at the personnel that we put at the front of the order to give the bowlers something to bowl at. Otherwise, we are not going to progress in this competition.
Well, I looked at the start that we made, and I was very happy. The bowlers equipped themselves extremely well today. 5 wickets in a T20 game is exceptional. And I'm very happy with the way we went with the ball. Our fielding could do with sharpening up a wee bit, but other than that, you know, we set ourselves a competitive target, and we met it comfortably. So I'm very, very happy with the way that we played today, and we know we have to step it up for the future games, but I'm delighted. That it? Thank you very much.